Just one thing before we get to those verses, and I want to touch again on the matter of culture and background. Mark, I don't know, I really think that it's a natural thing for people to follow their culture. If you come from a certain culture, you follow your culture. And what the standards of your culture is, you follow that. So if you were born in America, you used to dress in a certain way, talk in a certain way, and do certain things. And if you were born in a different place, you will act like that. I think that's a proper thing. Now, are we born again? Is our citizenship is in heaven? Is Jesus our Lord? So we have that very same standards. I think it would be a treason if I belong to a certain culture and trade that for something else, especially if it's a culture of the enemy. I think that's a very sad thing. We're heavenly men by birth. We belong to heaven. We're strangers here and foreigners here. This is the culture of the enemy. We have our laws, our constitution. We have our king's regulation and requirement. Am I going to forsake that and follow the enemy's constitution and regulation and culture? If the scripture said, you should not commit adultery, that is my culture. Now, the culture of this world said, it's a lifestyle. Everybody's doing it. It's okay. That's what the world said. What culture, what background am I following? So when somebody says, why are you this? Well, I belong to a different country. I'll tell you about my background. People ask me sometimes, I know you have an accent. Where are you from? Oh, I'm from heaven, huh? What? Oh, yeah. That's why I have an accent. I don't speak your language. I don't curse between every other word. I don't laugh at your bad jokes. I tell you about my king too. That's really where we are. It's not, oh yeah, it's because it's not right. It's not right. I'm following my background. I'm following my culture. I am a citizen of heaven. And I'm going to be living here in the enemy's world to display that. It's a treason. It is. To trade that. But again, how did I become a citizen of heaven? At what cost? He made him knew no sin to be sin for us.
Just to follow up on the thought of the holiness of God in Isaiah chapter 6, Isaiah brought a wonderful picture for us in the year that King Uzziah died. And we read it in verse 3 of Isaiah chapter 6. And one cried unto the other and said, Holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. Then we read in verse 5, the same chapter, some words from Isaiah that said, I woe is me, for I am a dumb, so as a man on three lips, and I dwell in the midst of people on three lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. And I'm just saying this to say that, these words before us, it should kind of humble us and bring us to our knees, knowing who God is, and have the same kind of attitude that Isaiah had here in this portion.
I think it's important to think of the consequence of sin, because before we talked about Solomon, and we talked about Samson, and these are people who experienced very serious consequences, permanent consequences, as a result of their sin. But you might say, yeah, okay, I understand that if I, get into sexual immorality, we talk about those consequences in school, diseases, AIDS, things like that. But what are the consequences of me cursing at somebody in my head? I mean, Nobody's listening to me. Nobody hears me. It's just something I said because I was mad. What are the consequences of that? Am I going to have my eyes put out and end up losing my life and corrupting testimonies and doing all this? Is all of that going to happen just by me saying something bad to the person who cut me off in traffic or pushed me in school or said something bad about me first? It's only natural to get mad and to just blow up. I mean, it's not, what's the big deal? So I said something bad about this person. What are the consequences of that? Nothing. Well, we're talking about the consequences of that, and I think it only is going to mean something to you if you know the Lord Jesus. The consequence is that your Lord had to come down and be put on a cross and separated, forsaken by God because of that one thing that you said in your head. It might be hard to believe because to us, what's the big deal? But it's, again, like we said before, God is the one who has been offended by sin. God is the one who really knows the full measure of sin, and He had to pour out judgment on His Son just for that. So I think it's important for us to not lose sight of the fact that this is the consequence of whatever sin it might be. You might not see consequences like the consequence. I mean, if you go and kill somebody, yeah, there's some pretty serious consequences to that. But just because when you can kill somebody in your head, right? The Bible, the Lord Jesus said, if you hate your brother, you're a murderer. And you know why He could say that? Because He had to pay the price for murder when He died on that cross. Because of that hatred. You didn't have to say anything. You just have to have a certain feeling about somebody. And that is the consequence of that. So just may we keep that in mind too. We go on talking about the consequence and how the Lord Jesus is the one who felt these consequences for us.
So here is the price for even a foolish thought. A foolish thought is a sin. Now, this is the penalty, the wages of it.
Proverbs 24:9. I've been trying to get that verse in.
Okay.
Proverbs 24.
Joe, why didn't you read it?
The thought of foolishness is sin. And I wanted to squeeze that verse in as our definition.